for the Rafters. Count is taken outside for ball number one to bring it to a 1-1 count. And yesterday, Clayton batted second, went 1-for-6 in the game with 3 strikeouts. So a chance to kind of turn it around here. 1-1 count with the runner on first base, but swings and misses at that pitch. High above the zone, and that high cheese has been getting a couple of these Rafters batters early on in the game. Bottom of the third inning. Rafters down 2-0 here at home. Runner on first base. 1-2 is a swing and a miss from Clayton. And that's out number one of the third. That's the 5th strikeout of the game for Ethan Cole. He just keeps mowing down these Rafters batters. The Rafters in the Great Lakes West, they sitting a little bit behind Wausau, who's third place right now. Wausau at 5-3. They're down 5-1 in the bottom of the 6th against Royal Oak. As this one is called on the outside edge for strike number one for J.J. Garcia. Garcia, third baseman for the Rafters today. Played a little bit of shortstop for the Rats as well. 0-1, he gets under this one towards right field. Could be playable in foul territory, and it is caught by the right fielder Landon Mensick for out number two. So two away in the third inning as it brings back up the leadoff man for the Rafters, Mason Onati, for his second plate appearance of the game. He grounded out 4-3 back in the first inning. Chance to do some damage. Noah Ruiz, he's quick on the base path, still looking for that first steal of the season, though. So wouldn't be shocked to see him take off. He's been caught a couple times, however. And a swing and a miss from Onati makes it an 0-1 count. Ruiz picked off twice. He was caught stealing a bag once. So maybe a little bit more cautious. We haven't really seen an attempt since those first couple of games where he was caught stealing. But he's still getting the leadoff like he's going to. 0-1 count is there for strike number two. Brings it 0-2. Onati, he grounded out 4-3 back in the first. Taking a look further around the league. Green Bay leads 5-1 over Madison in the top of the fourth. And Onati checked his swing and the appeal. They agree he did check it. So it's a 1-2 count now. Outside of those games, you're looking at some other squads from around the Northwoods. Lakeshore, though, down 3-4 against Battle Creek in the bottom of the fourth. The Chinooks really gave the Rafters a run for their money these past two. They stole one of the two games against the Rafters. But the Rafters had a meaningful last three innings of the game where they scored 10 runs over the final three. 1-2 count, misses outside. Ruiz, a delayed steal. Nobody's covering the bag. And so Noah Ruiz gets that stolen base finally. Puts himself into scoring position here, and that's a pretty big stolen base. So watch out if Onati's able to send one into the outfield. He was able to pick up 4 hits in the game yesterday. He went 4-for-4, scored 4 runs. So Onati can certainly do it. 2-2 count. This one's hit up the middle. That gets on through into the outfield. Here comes Ruiz, rounding third on his way home. Easily scoring. Doesn't need to slide and get the pants dirty. And he cuts this one to a 1-run deficit here in the third inning. Rafters down 2-1, but they get it 1 run closer thanks to the RBI single from Mason Onati. And that's why that stolen base was so huge, knowing who was coming up next. Mason Onati sends him home with the RBI. So the first run on the record of Ethan Cole after he had a perfect first two innings. Onati stole 4 bases in the game yesterday, and the first pitch to Cam Douglas is in there for strike number one. Douglas, he's 0-for-1 in the game. This is first as a Rafter. After spending last season with the Green Bay Rockers, he struck out swinging his first time up. 0-1 here, and he swings at a pitch outside the zone to bring it 0-2. So working from behind, he was able to have a solid plate appearance back in the first. He had six pitches before striking out. So certainly worked it. Onati on first, taking off. The pitch is outside. The throw down to second. It's high and nearly got into the outfield, but instead it's picked up by the backup shortstop. So the count runs to 1-2. It's a stolen base for Onati, who leads the team in stolen bases despite not being added to the squad until the second leg of the doubleheader on Saturday. So this one only his fourth game as a Rafter this season, but he already has the team lead in stolen bags. Amron Douglas, 1-2 count, runner on second with two away. He could send home another run and tie it up, but this time fouls it off to stay alive. And Douglas was one of the hotter names in the transfer portal this past season, going from Georgia State to Alabama State. At Georgia State, he had a 278 over 18 games. As this pitch misses outside for ball number two, a 2-2 count. But as I mentioned, at Alabama State this past year, he dominated. 335 batting average, 1058 OPS. Those numbers will certainly play here in the Northwoods as we've got a 2-2 count with two away and the runner on second. Righty-lefty matchup. Cole looks back to second, now sends it home. It's high for ball number three. Douglas certainly had a great year. It wasn't all on-base percentage either. It was in large part his slugging percentage as he ripped 17 home runs this past season in 59 games. A pretty good pace there, and on the 3-2, Cole stepping off and stomping his feet on the dirt remover behind the mound, and they call a balk here. Seems like on the mound, Cole had kind of stepped a couple of feet there trying to get set. He picked up his planted foot on the mound, and so a balk sends Mason Onati from second to third. And a runner 90 feet away on the 3-2. It's inside for ball number four. Cameron Douglas working another strong plate appearance. This time he gets rewarded with a walk. So on over to first base as he saw now seven pitches in that plate appearance. He's seen 13 between two. And a quick mound visit between Jonathan Fitz, the catcher, and the pitcher Ethan Cole is... The Rafters have runners on the corners. Runners on the corners, two away. Rafters down one, and it brings up Ashton Zacher trying to stay hot from the game before and a chance to do so. But a tough lefty on the mound. We've got the lefty-lefty matchup. He comes from the College of Southern Nevada. And the pitch from Cole is in there on the breaking ball for strike number one. Brings it 2-0-1 count. Zacher, he struck out swinging back in the first inning, but saw six pitches before doing so. And the runner takes off from first. It's a swing and a miss from Zacher. Throw back up to the mound, though. So Cameron Douglas goes over to second on the stolen base. And runners on second and third with two away. A single into a hit into the outfield, any hit into the outfield, would probably give the Rafters the lead. Douglas showing off the wheels on that one, and a quick runner could certainly score. 0-2 count to Ashton Zacher. And it's outside for ball number one, and count moves to 1-2. Ashton Zacher trying to get things rolling here for the Rafters. They scored one run thanks to the RBI single from Mason Onati earlier in the frame. Takes that pitch and barely misses for ball number two. And you can't miss by much more than that. Right there on the edge, but couldn't get the call for Ethan Cole. So the count runs to 2-2. Runner still on second and third with two away. This time he'll get the call as Ashton Zacher looks at the third strike, and that's out number three. The Rafters do score one run on two hits. There are no errors in the frame, but the Rats leave two on base as they find themselves down 2-1 entering the fourth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, Matthew Pinal has certainly been working efficiently over the past two innings. He allowed two runs back in the first, but a couple of shutout frames, and he's back out here for the fourth inning of action. Rafters saw a pretty good start from Anthony Mateo a couple games ago in Lakeshore, the first game of the two-game series. And there, Mateo went five innings, allowing just the two runs. Pinal hoping to match that or maybe one-up that as this pitch misses away from Pinal for ball number one. Mateo, the only Rafters starter to go at least five innings this season. Pinal hoping to make it two as his pitch count still remains low. This one fouled back and brings it to a 1-1 count. Pinal still at 42 pitches after that one and feeling pretty good with the way that he's looked here into the fourth. Top of the fourth, Rafters down 2-1. Taking a pitch on the inside, but it's called a ball to Tyler Stack. Makes it a 2-1 count. Stack, he struck out looking back in the first inning. That ended the frame. Here he leads off and sends this one high down the right field line, going towards the corner, and it's caught on the run by Chris Diaz. Oh, man. Wasn't sure if he was going to get there. Wasn't sure if the ball was going to land fair or not. It would have been foul, but a nice play in the corner by Chris Diaz to track it down for out number one. Brings up William Horner. With one away and the bases empty here in the top of the fourth. Horner, the left fielder for the Dock Spiders, he flew out to left field back in the second inning. First pitch to him is fouled back for an 0-1 count. On deck, Jonathan Fitz. He's due up. And if it gets to there, Jalen Jellings would be the fourth batter of the frame. 0-1 count. This one is fouled back as well and leaves the stadium. 0-2 to Horner, and Pinal continues to be right on with his accuracy. Pinal, he just got here today for the Rafters, and this pitch misses high for ball number one, 1-2 count. Well, at least this is his first day active. I believe that he got here yesterday while the team was on the road. And this one is a broken bat, it sounded like, into shallow center field, and that gets down for a hit. Certainly sounded like it, but the bat's still in one piece, and, well, it drops in for a single. William Horner, a one-out base runner for the Dock Spiders is Jonathan Fitz. Steps up to the plate and Fitz, a right-handed batter. He's the catcher tonight for the Dock Spiders. Runner on first base with one out. Pitch from Pinal is on the inside edge. Called strike number one. Fitz, one for one on the game. He singled back in that second inning. And the Dock Spiders have picked up a hit in every single inning so far. They're certainly hitting the ball well, but really just have been able to score on the couple of runs in the first. This one, a soft grounder down the third baseline. Barehanded by Garcia across the diamond. It gets away from Guerrero. Tried to pick it, but he couldn't quite. Now it's over to right field. Runner rounding third base. He's coming home. The throw, the play at the plate. He's not able to reach around. Zacher can't apply the tag, and a great slide from William Horner on the play, and he comes all the way around on the throwing error from third base from J.J. Garcia. It goes in the books as a single for Jonathan Fitz. He advances to second on the throwing error. Horner advanced to second on the single from Fitz and then came around to score on that same throwing error. So it's now a 3-1 ball game here in the top of the fourth inning. Dock Spiders have the lead, and that going to go as an unearned run on the book of Pinal. He also had an unearned run that came across in the first, so still just the one earned run over 3 1/3 for Pinal. That one earned came on the RBI double from Matt Hansen as this pitch is a little low and away for ball number one, brings it to a 1-0 count. Jellings at the plate. Jalen Jellings, he's one for one with a single back in the second. So a 1-0 count with one away and a runner on second base for the Dock Spiders. Righty-righty matchup. This pitch low and in the dirt for ball number two, but the runner stays on second as it bounced straight in front of Ashton Zacher. And Pinal, this is maybe one of the first times that we've seen him fall down in the count like this. 2-0, and the pitch misses inside. It's a 3-0 count to Jalen Jellings. Only a few times have batters seen three balls in a count from Pinal. This is the fourth time in the game. But all those other times, they had a strike on him, and here's strike number one against Jalen Jellings right down the middle with a fastball. So it makes it a 3-1 count. Jellings hoping to send that runner from second on home with a hit, but he's okay working on base any way possible. From Madison Community College, swings and misses at this pitch. Kind of got caught in on the hands to bring it 3-2. The lights are in full effect here at Witter Field as we're about 8:18 p.m. Central Time. 3-2 count, it's fouled away off the foot of Jellings, so we'll do the 3-2 count again. Tommy Googins is on deck. He's ready to come up to the plate, and that'll be his third plate appearance. So this is the second time through the order. Finishing it off, we go back to the third time after this batter. Pinal, though, hoping to come up to the top of the order with two outs. It's a 3-2 count, seventh pitch of the plate appearance here for Jellings. Pitch is a check swing, and they call no swing as Jellings works his way on down to first base with a seven-pitch walk, and looks like a mound visit here as Ziggy will go out and talk with Pinal, and he motions on down to the bullpen. Looks like we're going to be seeing a pitching change here in the fourth inning. Pinal working well. He goes 3 1/3, but it allows three straight base runners, and Ziggy's got to make the change early here. 3-1 ball game. We hit a quick break. When we come back, more Rafters baseball on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, a little bit of a surprise move here. The guy coming into the game, it's Tony Torres. Torres usually reserved for the closing role for the Rafters. And, well, I was talking with him earlier today about that closing role, and he was like, yeah, we're going to get that. We're going to get that save for you if he came into the situation. Well, he comes into the situation in the bottom of the fourth. It is not a save opportunity, so unfortunately we're not going to be seeing a save from Tony Torres, but he could still finish the game if he really pitches efficiently. But Matthew Pinal, his night is over after 3 1/3 innings pitched, and we'll get you his line after it is closed, but he does still have property aboard. Runners on first and second. That would be on his line if it gets around to score, although Torres hoping not to let that happen. But Pinal was really locked in with his accuracy. Issued just one walk, and that was the last batter that he faced. As Torres into the game now, the first pitch is a bunt attempt that goes straight back into the netting. Tommy Guggins showed off the bunt skills back in the first inning. Placed one down and was able to reach on first base. And with the still soggy infield grass, that ball dies very quickly. So runners on first and second with one away. It's an 0-1 count to the right-handed batter, and it misses outside for ball number one, a 1-1 count. Torres, a right-handed pitcher, he's had a few outings for the Rafters. He has been pretty good when he's come into the game from El Paso Community College. 1-1 count. He holds off on the swing as it misses away for ball number two. And I say El Paso Community College because that's what I was talking about with him earlier today, about his experience down there and kind of loving it in Texas. But he did move to Louisiana, play Division I baseball with Southeastern Louisiana. That's where he pitched for most recently. The 2-1 count is a foul ball hit backwards and moves to a 2-2 count. So Torres hoping to prove himself here in the Northwoods League. He's been strong through his first few appearances, but hoping to keep up the limited walks that he saw from Pinal to start the game. It's a 2-2 count with one away. Looking back to second, Torres now sends it home. It misses low and gets away from Zachary. He can't find it. Now he is able to locate the ball and races over to it to keep the runner on third, and both guys going one base ahead as it's one that allows Jalen Jellings to go to second base on the passed ball. And Jonathan Fritz goes to third base. So now runners on second and third, a 3-2 count with one away for Tommy Guggins. Here's the pitch. It's outside for ball number four, and Torres walks the first batter he faces here in the fourth. Rafters down 3-1 on the scoreboard. There have been 7 hits from the Dock Spiders, and those 7 hits have resulted in the 3 runs, but been because of limited walks that those 7 hits haven't done more damage like you see in previous games. But bases loaded with only 1 out, and this one is fouled straight back to the right side of the press box to bring it to an 0-1 count. Patrick Graham at the plate. He's 0-2 in the game. Right-handed batter from Penn State, a native of Naperville, Illinois. I know that place. 333 batting average entering today, but that's dropped a little bit as this one is taken for ball number 1. 1-1. His last time up was in the 2nd inning. He took strike number 3 looking on a 3-2 count. Here's the 1-1 from Torres, and it's fouled down the first base line on a full swing. Doesn't go very far. It had the result of a bunt, but ultimately it was a full swing, so Patrick Graham trying to make something happen. The right-handed hitting third baseman for the Dock Spiders. And all looks home now. Sorry, Torres looks home, now fires, but misses outside, and we're going to say that ball was on me. I called him the wrong name there. So Torres, now a 2-2 count with the bases loaded and one away here in the top of the 4th. 1 run has already come across. William Horner scored on the error. 2-2 count, misses away, and it's now full, 3-2. Graham had this same count back in the 2nd inning against Pinal, but Pinal was able to finish it off. Can Torres do the same? Torres taking his time on the mound, 4 seconds on the pitch clock, now 2 seconds, and he steps off, disengages to avoid a pitch clock violation. Didn't want to rush the pitch, and that's an important thing to do. That's a very veteran move right there. Torres showing off his experience as he fires on the 3-2, but it's fouled off by Patrick Graham. So full count again for the Rafters as Tommy Guggins is on first base. Jalen Jellings is on second, and Jonathan Fitz is on third. Torres looking home. 3-2 count in the righty-righty matchup, and this one is sent high in the air towards shallow left center field on the run. Clayton won't get there. It drops, and 1 run will come around to score, but no more, and it is now 4-1 Dock Spiders in the 4th inning. RBI single from Patrick Graham and sends Tommy Guggins from first over to second. It sends Jalen Gellings from second over to third. It sends Jonathan Fitz from third home. Base is still loaded as Matt Hansen steps up with his perfect day on the line. Looking good. A guy from BYU, native of Colorado Springs. He hits this one high in the air towards deep left field. And Douglas can't see it. It hits the track. So that gets down for at least 1 run, 2 runs, and a 3rd run coming home. Here's the throw, the play at the plate, diving, and he couldn't make the tag. Wow! Patrick Graham, what a base-running masterpiece. He was running on the outside of the base path and then cuts it inside as the throw was a little bit wide coming home to the catcher, Ashton Zacher. So he's able to avoid the tag, step on the bag, and it's a 7-1 ball game here in the 4th. A 5 spot from the Dock Spiders as Matt Hansen picks up his 2nd, 3rd, and 4th RBIs of the game, and his 3rd hit, his 2nd extra base hit, and Landon Mensick at the plate now. First pitch swings and misses to bring it to an 0-1 count. Not the way the Rafters had wanted this game to go, but it is how it went. So the first pitch to Mensick was a strike. The second one, a ball, is the count runs to 1-1. Mensick 0-for-2. He's been struggling today, but he reached on an error back in the first. Stole second, but grounded into a double play in the third. Still just one out with a runner on second base here in the fourth, and this pitch low for ball number two, a 2-1 count. Well, Pinal, his night is finished, and in the books, it's going to go in, allowing five runs, three of them earned in 3 1/3. Not the way that he wanted his final line to look, but unfortunately, the bases were runners on first and along with that on second for when he had to get pulled from the game. 2-2 count now as that one's in there for a strike. Called, caught him looking. So Mensick, the right fielder, a 2-2 count. Beer batter of the day and a pickoff move back to second. Couldn't quite get him though as Noah Ruiz was over to cover. Matt Hansen over there. He hasn't had much of an opportunity to steal bases yet, but he's showing that ability to take off this pitch outside. It's a 3-2 count for Landon Mensick, and a lot of Rafters players were kind of hanging around all day today and not able to get much moving as the bullpen is working. 3-2 count. This one's a blooper into shallow right field, and that's going to easily get down for a hit. Barehanded by Diaz. He'll throw it home, but it's cut off over in the middle of the infield, and here's a pickle. They got him at first, but the runner advancing from third comes all the way home. The ball was knocked out of the glove of Jack Guerrero. They said that, though, he had the ball until he tried to make the transition. So they got him out after the single. Mensick caught in between the base pads. But Matt Hansen comes all the way home to score on it. So now a pitch that misses low and outside for ball number one to Miles Vandenhavel. Two outs, runners not on the base paths. It's bases empty. And a 1-0 count for Vandenhavel. The 1-0 is in there for strike number one. It brings it to a 1-1 count. Vandenhavel from Eastern Arizona College. It's an 8-1 ball game as that pitch drops in there for strike number two. It's a 1-2 count. 8-1 in the top of the fourth and the biggest inning offensively for the opposing team of the season so far. Six runs in the top of the fourth for the Dockspiders, who have really come alive after they chased Matthew Pinal out of the game. This pitch low for ball number two. A 2-2 count. Tony Torres, usually the closer and maybe the switch of situation he wasn't prepared for and kind of thrown off his game maybe. 2-2 count. Swing and a miss though, and that will finish off this fourth inning, but not before six runs come across on a total of five hits. Along with that, there was an error from the Rafters. One error, and there was nobody left on base. It is 8-1, Dockspiders, as we hit the bottom of the fourth. Rafters have a lot of work to do. We'll see if they can do it when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
A little bit of a rough inning there for the Rafters. Six runs come across in the top of the fourth inning for the Dock Spiders. So it's an 8-1 ball game in the bottom of the fourth inning. And, well, the Rafters, well, they've got their work cut out for them. And they'll see if they can cut a little bit into the lead, and all it takes is a little bit of work at a time. You know, you've got some time here. It's only the fourth inning, and, well, at this point in the game, you're down seven runs, but you've got six innings to play with. So you score a couple of runs here, another run there, and all of a sudden you're back in it. First pitch here to Guerrero is low for ball number one. Jack Guerrero at the plate. A 1-0 count. Guerrero 0-for-1. In the game so far, his first time up was in the second inning as this one sent right over to first base, picked up, and it'll be three unassisted in the books as there's two pitches and one out here in the fourth inning. Ethan Cole still working on the mound for the Dock Spiders, and he's been phenomenal tonight. Just the one run allowed on two hits. He's walked one batter so far as he's through 3 1/3, but well, Matthew Pinal had a very similar stat line. He went 3 1/3 before he issued a pair of singles and a walk. Hiroto Kobayashi at the plate, right-handed batter, takes the first pitch for strike number one, an 0-1 count. Rafters today are wearing those all-white uniforms with the black helmets. A leg kick and a firing home makes it to a 1-1 count as it misses low. Ethan Cole and the Dock Spiders are wearing those navy blue jerseys with the gray lettering and their pants, a very similar tone of gray. I think slightly lighter, but I don't know if that's the lighting playing tricks on my eyes. Maybe it is. Their caps have that navy blue most of the way, but in the front, it's a light blue. The bill, though, is navy. Kobayashi, now a 1-1 count with a one away, and the base is empty. He fouls this one back, bring it to a 1-2 count. Kobayashi maybe trying to focus a little more at picking up hits here, as he had been so good at getting on base. He'd taken walks, he'd taken hit by pitches, but wasn't really getting as many hits early in the season. Maybe a little bit of a change of approach here as to his struggles the last two games. He really struggled against Lakeshore on the road. Now back here in Wisconsin Rapids, he's got a 2-2 count and swings and misses at strike number three, and that's another K in the books for Ethan Cole. That's strikeout number seven for Cole. And it brings up Chris Diaz with two away, nobody on in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rafters have almost no momentum right now, and feels like anything to push them in the right direction is going to be a big difference. This pitch a little bit low for ball number one, and the Rafters really starting off cold here. And you look back at their season in general, the early innings have been where they've done a lot of damage, and then the late innings as well. Swing and a miss from Chris Diaz makes it a 1-1 count. Rafters have done very limited damage really between the third and sixth innings. But maybe it's got to do with the time that they're playing, as the 1-1 count here misses inside, and Diaz says that it hit him, and Home plate umpire Danny Roberts agrees, and so Chris Diaz over onto first base. The reason I talk about the time is that, well, this game got started a lot later than it was projected to. Supposed to start at 6:35, but got delayed 48 minutes until first pitch here from Witterfield. So they started off the games at the timing of the middle innings. This one up the middle. That one's over to second base. Four flip to six, and that will get it the easy way for out number three. So the Rafters do get a base runner, but no runs on no hits, and they leave one on base. It's 8-1 as we hit the top of the fifth inning here from Witterfield. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Summer is here and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Tony Torres gets to see just five batters in the game before he's pulled. The new pitcher for the Rafters is a guy named Brent Gallegos. You've got to see him a little bit this season, not too much, but he does have some game experience. And Gallegos, a two-way player, he started the season in the outfield for the Rafters before getting his first plate appearance. Before he saw his first mound appearance. Tyler Stack at the plate leads off, right-handed batter. This first pitch misses outside for ball number one. Stack led off the fourth inning. He's leading off the fifth inning as well, as the Dock Spiders saw nine batters step up to the plate that frame. They scored six runs in the top of the fourth. In the top of the fifth inning, it's 8-1 Fond du Lac, as that's called for strike number one. It's a 1-1 count. Stack 0-2 in the game. And Gallegos, he really struggled with the walks, his first and only appearance so far as a Rafter, at least pitching, and that one outside for ball number two, a 2-1 count. Gallegos saw one inning of work, allowed five runs, three of them earned on four hits and four walks. Still looking for that first strikeout as a Rafter, and gets a swing and a miss here to make it a 2-2 count. So Gallegos, hoping to retire the first batter he sees. He brings it. He's set up on the very far side of the rubber, and this 2-2 is hit high in the air towards left field. Douglas finds it and catches it for out number one. So one up, one down for Gallegos. Feels pretty good to get that first one off there, and brings up William Horner for a one out and bases empty situation. But again, they've been feeling pretty good right now, Fond du Lac. 8-1 their lead as this pitch on the inside edge for strike number one. And Pinal, you're going to look at his line and you're going to say, man, 3 runs earned, 5 total over 3 1/3. And yeah, it wasn't a great performance from him, but swing and a miss here from William Horner brings it to an 0-2 count. But for Pinal, it was really a strong start up until just offering a couple too many bases in the fourth inning. Here a pitch that goes right in there for strike number 3, and they caught him looking, called. And so that's the first strikeout as a Rafter for Brent Gallegos. Big time here as there's 2 outs in the fifth inning. Base is still empty. Gallegos looking to go 1-2-3 in the fifth. That would certainly give the Rafters some momentum. Right-handed batter up at the plate is Jonathan Fitz. Fitz 2-for-2 in the game so far, looking for hit number 3. This pitch misses way outside for ball number 1. Seems like it might have slipped out of the hand of Gallegos. Fitz, he singled and came around to score back in the fourth inning, but he reached second on an error, reached third on a passed ball, and then came around to score on Patrick Graham's RBI single. 1-0 count is low for ball number 2. Back in the second inning, he also singled, but he was stranded at second to end the inning. 2-0 count is in there, called strike number 1. Gallegos certainly finding a spot here better than he did in the game against Wausau on the road. This is his first home appearance for the Rafters as a pitcher. But he had a couple of good plate appearances. Really a good batter. 2-1 count is in there for strike number 2. It's a 2-2 count. Gallegos as a batter, he had a strong opening day against Green Bay. Only multi-hit batter on the Rafters. He went 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs as a left fielder. Kept it going with another hit the next game, but was held hitless in his third game at the plate. 2-2 count is low for ball number 3, but since those first 3 games, he hasn't seen a plate appearance. Jack Obrasky and Drew Thompson, a couple of other two-way players who have been with the Rafters since opening day. Obrasky's seen just 1 plate appearance, while Drew Thompson has continued to see time. 3-2 is a swing and a miss, and Gallegos gets his second strikeout of the game, and he goes 1-2-3 in the fifth inning. How about that? Let's get some momentum rolling here. Rafters down 7 runs, but no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on for the Dock Spiders as they'll try and keep it going here as we'll head to a break. When we come back, bottom of the fifth here from Winter Field on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
So Brent Gallegos goes 1-2-3 with two strikeouts in the fifth inning. Feeling very good about that appearance, and I assume that we'll get to see him at least one more time. But the Rafters up to the plate. They're just going to try and get as many runs as they can here in the bottom of the fifth inning. They've been struggling to get runs against Ethan Cole, who's just continued to extend his strong start of the season. This is his fifth inning of work. And a foul ball from Royce Clayton Jr. as it moves to an 0-1 count. Clayton, right-handed hitter. He playing center field here today. And Clayton trying to get on base for the first leadoff runner since the third, as that pitch misses for ball number one. It's a 1-1 count. Pitch here showing bunt, Clayton, but he pulls back as it goes to a 2-1 count. And I'd be surprised if I didn't see Clayton put down another attempt here, as he's a very good base runner. And 2-1 count is a little low to move it to a 3-1 count. Clayton, he's shown the ability to bunt. He's put down a few. He put down a sacrifice bunt in the game couple days ago against Lakeshore, as this one's to the right side of the infield. It's picked up by the first baseman. It's a foot race, and Clayton tried to beat it out but couldn't quite do it. So that is out number one, and nearly had it. Clayton just flying by there, but they give it to the defense. So now one away in the fifth inning as it goes three unassisted, and J.J. Garcia up to the plate. Ninth man in the batting order, and this is just his second plate appearance here in the bottom of the fifth. Rafters still struggling to get base runners as that pitch misses low for ball number one. Ethan Cole, man, this guy has been dominating. He went 5 1/3 his first appearance, allowing just the one run, and he's been maybe even better today. The 1-0 is a little low to bring it to a 2-0 count for Garcia. Garcia playing third base again today, and he hasn't looked too bad as of late. That in there for strike number one. It's a 2-1 count. But earlier today, he flew out to right field. Garcia from El Paso Community College. He's a native of Round Rock, Texas. Found that one back to make it a 2-2 count. Here in the bottom of the fifth, Rafters down 8-1. They've picked up just two hits compared to the 10 from Fond du Lac. They've also made four errors as a team, as this one's hit up the middle over to shortstop. 6-3 on the putout, and that is out number two. So two up, two down in the fifth inning, and it brings up Mason Onati, who is one of just two guys with a hit. Onati had a single in the third inning. Picked up an RBI on that single, and that's the only run of the game so far that's come across. It's also one of two hits, as Noah Ruiz had the other. Two away here. This one's hit into left field, but right at the left fielder, who goes to the ground to make the catch. So one pitch and one out on that plate appearance. And the Rafters once again go three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base as we hit the sixth inning. Rafters down 8-1. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Swing for the fences with Solaris Fiber Fast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies.
Ah!
And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Couple of quick innings from both the Raptors and from the Docks Fighters as back-to-back perfect innings for both pitchers. Well, I should say that the top of the fifth and the bottom of the fifth were both perfect. Three up, three down. So Brent Gallegos comes back out here, and Gallegos, he had two strikeouts in that fifth inning. He gets to face the 9, 1, and 2 batters in the batting order to start off the sixth inning. The Raptors down 8-1 on the scoreboard here in the top of the sixth, and eyeing their sixth loss of the season as that pitch misses outside for ball number one. And well, here in the sixth inning, it's just about time to take a look at the scoreboard once again in the Northwoods League. 1-0 count misses well inside, nearly hits Jellings, but instead it is avoided for ball number two, a 2-0 count. Jellings, he's been hot today, 1-for-1, also drew a walk, came around to score on that walk in the fourth inning. 2-0 count. It is a little inside for ball number three, and a 3-0 count to Jellings means that with Guggins and Bram back-to-back after him, it could be trouble. Although Gallegos still had been so good with his control in the fifth inning, here misses four straight pitches, and it's a walk to Jalen Jellings. Tommy Guggins stepping up into the batter's box. Guggins, he's been not too bad today. 1-for-2. Is also drew a walk, so he's been on base twice. Certainly take that. A 667 on base percentage. I like to talk in numbers. Guggins from Princeton University, a native of Cincinnati, Ohio. Jellings on first. First pitch here to Guggins is called for strike number one. Gallegos would love to see a ground ball double play. Well, any double play I think he'd enjoy. Guggins entered today batting 222 with a 641 OPS. This one's hit into shallow right field on the run. It gets down in front of Diaz, and he'll just throw it into the infield as there's a single from Guggins. Back-to-back base runners reaching against Brent Gallegos. Jalen Jellings over to second base. And it sets up Patrick Graham with a chance to do some damage. Graham 1-for-3 on the game. Graham, he singled his last time up. That was the one hit that he has. Back in the fourth inning, it was an RBI single at that. It was the one that sent home Jonathan Fitz. First pitch here is inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Graham, he struck out looking back in the second inning. Grounded out 1-4-3 in the first. The one coming on a deflection off the glove of Matthew Pinal is here. We get to see Mike Spears step on out to the mound. First mound visit of the season for the Raptors pitching coach. Mike Spears getting to talk some strategy with Brent Gallegos. Well, you'll love to see that. And Mike Spears, he came in earlier today, and this is his first game with the Raptors this season. Of course, he was here last year, and so he's got experience in Wisconsin Rapids. Him and Ziggy, both returners from the staff. A couple of new coaches in as Eric Robles and Manny Silva. Silva joined the team in Milwaukee yesterday. That was his first game with the Rafters. But Robles has been here since game number one. He was here opening day. He was here a couple days earlier as well. Had a chance to talk with Silva a little bit yesterday. And today got to say hi to Mike Spears, the pitching coach, but didn't have too much of an opportunity with all of the tarp and having to get things prepared for a five-game homestand here. Runners on first and second. He's taking off from second. No throw down, though, on the 2-0, missing low and away. So actually, they're going to say that's a strike, so it's 2-1. A runner on first and third now. Guggen stayed on first base on the stolen base from Jellings. Now Guggen's taking off, and again, no throw from the plate, and so he will safely take off for the base. Another stolen base here as there's runners on second and third with nobody out in the sixth inning. Brent Gallegos trying to work through traffic. It's a 3-1 count. This pitch outside for ball number four, and that